This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Unscheduled this morning, Mike Fisher at Fish Sports. Guys, can you pop me on at 8:01? I've got an exclusive for you. So let's do it. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station with Mike Fisher. Start of the NBA regular season tonight. The restart is going to happen with Zion in the first game. And then in the second game, Lakers, Clippers, Rangers are off after beating the Diamondbacks yesterday in Arlington. Good morning, Fish. What's going on?
Good morning, boys. Exclusive. We've got obviously a most unusual NFL season and a most unusual Cowboys preseason, where training camp has been shriveled up in so many ways. It's at the Star in Frisco, of course, instead of Oxnard. So we're not out on the tennis courts in our little booths and in our tables watching practice. There won't be contact and pads and on-field practice maybe until the middle of August. But one degree of normalcy, sources telling 105.3 The Fan, that the Cowboys are presently in the process of creating a blue-white scrimmage that will be held at AT&T Stadium, likely on the evening of Sunday, August 30th. That's 2 weeks ahead of the regular season opener. And that they are also working on how fans, season ticket holders, media, somebody, somehow, will be in attendance at AT&T Stadium to watch the traditional, and now more important than ever, blue-white scrimmage.
Interesting. That is a... Yeah. Fan tradition, and the fan aspect of it is that's the news to me. As you have the Falcons say we're going to be able to put fans in, you've had the Eagles go back and forth, the New York Giants are not having fans according to the Jersey governor. Where do we stand with the Cowboys and their thought on if and how many people they're going to be able to get in the building for the year?
Yeah, I think the importance of this is twofold, and one of them is your point, which is how you're going to do it logistically for fans and what a treat it'll be for fans. I mean, if you can, however many people that would be legal based on the governor and based on the CDC and based on the NFL, that many people might show up. We're so football starved to go watch a blue-white scrimmage, which, of course, is usually in Oxnard and usually draws, you know, whatever, 3,000 people or something. This would be way up and over that. I don't know, and I think that's part of the logistics here, Sean. Part of the, you know, we can pin down a date, and they can do whatever they want at the stadium. What can we do in terms of fans? I think season ticket holders probably get first crack, but, of course, there's a lot of those. So if you're a season ticket holder, do you get to sit in your seat, or do you have to be 6 feet away from the guy in his seat? They're still working through that. The other important part, though, is because they're not going to have preseason games, and we're not going to see – the usual opportunities for guys to prove themselves and get tested. And I don't mean COVID-19 tested. They're getting plenty of that. I mean, you know, how do we get to see Kai Forbath make a real kick in a semi-real situation? Well, this is as semi-real as it's going to get. How do we see Ben DiNucci in a game kind of situation to see what he's got? This is as real as it's going to get. So from a football perspective, this is a really important decision from the Cowboys as well.
Fish, what are they even doing at training camp?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, in this early stage, all the veterans basically popped in on Tuesday for their first COVID-19 test, and that's it. And then they take a second COVID-19 test, and if they get negatives on both those, then they're good to go. But right now, it's rookies and film study and weightlifting. There won't be, our understanding is, and this is part of the new CBA amendment too, there won't be on-the-field practices with pads until the middle of August. So this is a highly unusual training camp in so many ways. You know, and you know my view on this. If everybody in the NFL is going the same speed, then you don't need to get up to speed. We'll all find our same level when we actually play a game. But a blue-white scrimmage is one good way to start knocking the rust off and start getting, quote, up to speed.
Fish, how are they going to go about, like, keeping the players apart? Like, you know, I know they had talked about quarterbacks being basically quarantined off from each other. You know, team meetings and such. I mean, are they going to have team? Are they going to be outside? What are they going to do with that?
Well, this is why we keep calling it camp cluster bleep, because that's the phrase that was used by one Cowboy executive to us as we were not fully joking, half joking about how are you going to be 6 feet apart in the locker room? Well, okay, well, we'll just separate locker stalls and put up plastic barriers. Okay, that's fine. But now you got to go on the field and be 6 centimeters away from somebody. How do you? And the answer is you can't. You can protect people to a certain degree, but you can't protect them from breathing on each other once we get on the field. Now the Cowboys yesterday, and they're starting to let the media via teleconference, you know, talk to players and such. So we got the photo, and you can see it at Fish Sports on Twitter. The photo of, it's basically, it looks like a wristband, like a black wristband, but in the wristband is a sensor that goes off with red lights and beeps if your wrist gets within 6 feet of another player's wrist. And
wow.
So they're doing what they can, but yeah, ultimately, mm-hmm. Chop, you're right. Ultimately, Travis, Tyler, the new center.
Tyler, the new center.
He's got to block Gerald McCoy. Tyrone Crawford and Tyron Smith have to go hit each other, and they can't do that from 6 feet away.
Fish, at Fish Sports, Mike Fisher breaking the news that they are working on the traditional blue-white scrimmage. They have to feel good over the limited amount of opt-outs, right? Nate Solder is lost by the Giants. You have Dante Hightower. The Patriots have been decimated. I mean, we basically have two kind of no-name players opt out for the Cowboys on this season. They have to feel good about that, right?
Yeah, so far so good. The guys that have opted out weren't necessarily in serious roster plans, so that's helpful. But, Sean, you talk about a game of attrition. More than ever. Concussions and shoulders and knees and ankles, oh, yeah, those things too. But now players not only maybe getting sick from this over the course of a season, and what a football disaster that could be if four offensive linemen all get sick at the same time. But for the moment, decision-making contributing to the game of attrition. And, yeah, the last team standing, by the time we get to September – including the idea of the last team standing of people that are on the team and contributing and important. You guys, I think, started the theory that the Patriots are having opt-outs on purpose, kind of a clever form of tanking, and I don't know if it's true. I think it's weird that Belichick or anybody else would literally forfeit a season when the record is 0-0. But if other teams want to do that and the Cowboys don't, good for the Cowboys.
Mike Fisher here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys and Mavericks, we'll let you go with this. Your reaction to the Mavs story that came out yesterday, including their response to it.
Remember a couple of years ago when we had that first horrific controversy, all of it, by the way, validated, all the Sports Illustrated's reporting at that time basically validated by what the Mavs eventually admitted. This was the business side of it. And I was on with you guys, and you were asking me, well, do you know that guy who was mentioned in it? And I said, yeah. And you guys were, like, shocked. How could you possibly know such a horrible – well, of course I know him. I've known him for 20 years. You know that guy? Yeah, I know him. Well, how could you know such a horrible guy? Well, yeah, I always knew he was kind of a weirdo. Tony Ronzoni is at the center of this, and I've known him for 15 years. And I think it's important when we always talk about make sure we listen to the victims – I think it's important to remember, too, let's listen to both sides. I think by the time that both sides come out, there will be a lot more clarity. I do agree with you, Sean. The Mavericks need to be careful here to not sound flippant.
Yeah.
And
well,
you've made
Cuban,
point,
Cuban. I thought Cuban was flippant. Cynthia Marshall was not. Cynthia Marshall went in and said, "It's irresponsible. I'm not going to let you attack our brand like this. We've tried to cooperate, and this is BS." Like, Cynthia Marshall was very, very forceful in her response. I just had a problem in Cuban passing the buck. You know, yeah. I don't know why so many Tolos disagree with me. They just said, well, he brought her in for this. Yeah, he brought her in to deal with it. That doesn't mean that he still doesn't have to address it. You're the owner. You are the head of the organization. You are the ultimate CEO. She's the CEO, but also has a specialty in dealing with that stuff. And Mark Cuban shouldn't be absolved of commenting on something 2 years after he rocked the league with a similar and bigger scandal, and he has no problem talking about everything else, which I love. He's intelligent. I like his intelligence. He gives us topics as well. I just thought it was kind of sad and cheap for Cuban to put his hands up and say, "Not me. Go talk to her."
He would argue back that he's been doing that from the very start. That he's handed that over to her. But having said all that, I bet you, because he is so accessible and is so vocal, I bet you it won't be long before Mark Cuban actually makes his own comment. He won't be able to resist. That's his nature. And then hopefully you'll be satisfied with his comment. But not until we get the full story from both sides should we really make a conclusion. And by the way, I give a lot of credit to the fan and to a lot of the Tolos that I've seen on this subject taking that approach. Yes, we've got to listen to the alleged victim, but yes, we also have to listen to the alleged perpetrator.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think, and I didn't see it Sean's way initially because I was like, well, you know, you let the quote-unquote professional, like the person whose job it is to deal with sensitive issues, let them handle it. But Mark is the spokesman. It's like John Daniels is the spokesman for the Rangers. We never hear from the owners. If this happened to the Rangers, JD would be the one to make a statement, not the owners. But Mark has taken it upon Jerry, too.
No. If there was a sexual assault allegation within the Rangers organization, the owners would have to issue a statement and a comment.
See, I would assume JD would be the one to come out in front. I don't know.
He's the general manager of players. Like, he's the general manager of baseball operations. Look, man. In my opinion, it's chicken ass to hide behind these titles. Are you the head of, and I'm not going off on you, Choppy. Yeah. Are you the head of the company or not? Is it your house or not? It's Mark Cuban's house. You just had to donate $10 million because you turned a blind eye towards your employees getting abused. Is it too much for you to comment and say, even say, yo, we're putting out a statement. We disagree with the story. And we're putting out our very own statement coming up here versus you'll have to talk to her. You'll have to go over to that side of the room. That's not my category. It's all your category.
That's fair.
They're all your departments. If you and I got accused of something inside the fan building, the HR director is not putting out the statement to the press or the newspaper or the bloggers or to Richie Witt. It's Gavin Spittle or Brian Purdy because they're the boss. And just because it's Cynthia Marshall's specialty and department doesn't mean Mark Cuban doesn't have to comment or complete ignorance to it.
Yeah, maybe the only thing that you're skipping over here is the legal side of it. Maybe there's a legal aspect, too, to making sure that they go through all their proper channels. I know this. You just mentioned the Rangers and the entire city of Arlington just shivered because this – one of the problems with this could happen to anybody. Whether the story's true or false would be immaterial. If somebody said Sean Sharif did blank to me, this could happen to you.
Sure.
Which is why it's important, I think, to make sure you've got your ducks in a row. Maybe it is important to make sure you're doing things legally right. And then ultimately, it's important to hear both sides. I agree. I'm sure you agree with me. We will not be shocked if in the next 72 hours, Mark Cuban does indeed say something.
I mean, they put out their team statement, which I'm fine with. I just wish Mark would have said a statement is coming versus, you know, I envision him throwing his hands up and saying, that's no longer me. That's not me anymore. Mark doesn't have to give us a detailed response. He doesn't have to give specifics because of legalities. I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying don't go ahead and just point your finger to the right and say, I hired her for that. If sexual assault is taking place with one of your employees, and don't get it twisted, Tony Renzoni is Mark Cuban's employee, then I don't think it's crazy for you to say something about it versus just pass it along. I don't know. It's probably something small. To me, it's just basic. You're the CEO. You're the boss. It's your company. It's your organization. So take responsibility for it. That's my opinion. But, Fish, we appreciate it. Thank you for popping on with the news.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.